the Pacifica Foundation as an equal opportunity employer. Women, people of color, differently abled people, and members of other underrepresented groups are encouraged to apply. Is there any need for change there?
Point of information.
Yes,
point of information. That's the long version?
This is the long version, yes.
Okay, fine.
Okay, the third paragraph. The suggested changes are as follows. Please send cover letter, resume, 3 references, and a letter of approximately 500 words with a description of independent media, its importance, and how it applies to Pacifica. Place Pacifica ED in the subject line and address email to edjob@pacifica.org. Deadline for receipts of materials is Monday, September 15, 2014. That is the third paragraph for the long description. Are there any objections?
This is Kim.
Yes, Kim.
And Hank.
Number one, we need to agree on the email, Abby, number one. And number two, considering it's the 18th today and most of these are going to run for 30 days, I think that cutoff date's a little close.
Okay.
I personally...
Are there any... Thank you. Let's get Hank's comment, and then I will pose both of these back to the committee. Hank?
Well,
Are we
asking for nonprofit experience here? I heard fundraising and I heard media, but the person is running a large nonprofit.
That has
media
not.
Media is actually secondary in that.
That has not been included in this description or previous description. And
it's,
if you also look at the job description on the Pacifica board, on the Pacifica site, it notes that this is a position that reports to the Pacifica National Board, et cetera. I am looking at this, scanning this closely. I'm not immediately seeing the word nonprofit, but I would believe that this job description has been approved by the board at a previous meeting, so I don't believe that we have the purview to include the word nonprofit in this ad.
Well, that's the main thing we're looking for, is somebody that can run a nonprofit.
That is in your opinion, Hank. That is to my reading of the last meeting with the board, that was not an item that was discussed and or approved to be included in the job description.
Well, we've seen for years the results that gets us.
Janet Kay, and Lydia, and then I'd like to ask that we move with getting the approval of this ad. Janet Cade and Lydia.
Yes, I agree with Hank's point, and maybe that can be addressed in the candidate scoring process. That should be listed in that process.
In the candidate scoring process.
Yes.
Okay.
The nonprofit
right.
experience, or large nonprofit
experience. Yes. Okay. Lydia?
Hank, would that suffice? Or at least
well, it really ought to go with the ad because that's what you're actually looking for, is somebody that can run a large nonprofit. You know, our general managers run radio. Our executive director doesn't actually run radio.
Thank you, Hank. Lydia?
Yes, and I remember thinking before we were making changes to the job description that I had wanted to include that. But we can certainly describe the foundation as being a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Just the name foundation would imply that anyway. But also what happened in the previous search, which started in 2012, is that, well, I shouldn't say that's exactly what happened, but after we received the first round of resumes, and once we, as was described, as that the pool was anemic, quote unquote, anyway, that we then extended it. And I think that if we end up not receiving much response, or if for whatever reason we have the we end up extending, I do think we should revisit the job description and should put in their nonprofit. And I also feel that if we were talking about the general manager, the focus about, you know, the kind of, it sounds more like a GM ad than an executive director ad. And so I agree with Hank, but I think now this job description has been passed. I don't think there's any problem in putting something that we are a nonprofit in there to underscore it. And there you go. And we may have another opportunity if we don't have enough response for these, for this timetable.
Thank you, Lydia. To address the comments by Hank, Janet, Kay, and Lydia, I would propose in the first paragraph of the long-form ad, and in a moment when we get to the short-form ad, adding the Pacifica Foundation, comma, the country's oldest public network and nonprofit organization, comma, comprising 7 units.
Question.
Yes, Kim. Was that your voice I just heard?
I don't know. Was somebody in front of me?
I don't think so. I just wanted to make sure that I understood.
I'm sorry. I keep trying to get on the stack.
Thank you. Sorry, Serene. I didn't hear. This is the first time at which I heard someone's voice that I was not quite sure who was speaking. Serene and then Kim.
I think the word broadcast should be inserted before network. Otherwise, it doesn't register.
I'm sorry. Public radio broadcast network, is that what you're suggesting?
As opposed to what?
I'm just trying, excuse me, Janet. Janet Coleman.
Sorry.
Serene, are you asking to have this change to the country's oldest public radio broadcast network?
I did not hear you say the word radio.
That, if I skipped it, that was unintentional. That is what it says now. The country's oldest public radio network.
Okay, then I withdraw my suggestion.
Okay, so the country's oldest public radio network and nonprofit organization, comma.
This is Kim.
Yes, Kim.
On previous ads, the way we worded it, and I actually did not notice this in looking at this, is the Pacifica Foundation, comma, a 501c3, comma, the country's oldest public radio network. That is the way I would word it.
Thank you, Kim. That will give us less word counts. It's
right.
Much shorter than nonprofit organization. Right. So the last possible item for the first paragraph, the Pacifica Foundation, comma, a 501c3, comma, the country's oldest public radio network, et cetera. Are we in agreement on the first paragraph for the long form? Hearing no objection, I will say yes. The second paragraph, there has not been suggestions for an additional item there. The last paragraph, the suggestion currently stands at.
Janet Kay, the first paragraph, there was also 5 years experience.
I did note that in our, I noted that a moment ago, Janet Kay, when
sorry.
I think I read it.
At least should be
it
at
says
least.
With at least 5 years experience.
Yeah, thank you.
That's what was noted throughout our conversation today. The last paragraph, please send cover letter, resume, 3 references, and a letter of approximately 500 words on the importance of independent media and how it applies to the Pacifica Foundation. Place Pacifica ED in the subject line and email address to edjob@pacifica.org. Pacifica.org. So there are two items to be considered here. One is the email address that's been proposed, and then the second is the overall language for the third paragraph. Are there objections to the email address that would give the personnel committee, all of the members of the personnel committee, access to the applicant's material? And I'd like to propose that we come back to the topic of all access at a subsequent meeting so that we can, at this juncture, move forward with this process.
This is Kim.
Yes, Kim.
I guess there's no password needed for this Pacifica.org address.
I believe every email has a password. It would be a shared password.
Okay.
Correct.
Every email has to have a password, and it would be a shared password.
Okay. So I'm fine with this.
If no other objections? Hearing none, then I will, as quickly as humanly possible, send out the changes as indicated, and if we could quickly move into the short version of the ad, then we can accomplish that as well tonight. I will...
Janet Kay, just...
Yes, Janet Kay.
Request, would you... I thought I heard a different change in the first sentence of that third paragraph. Would you just restate that? The 500 words,
On the, taken from what you provided, Janet Kay, 500 words on the description of...
With a description.
Sorry, 500 words with a description of independent media, comma, its importance and how it applies to Pacifica.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. 500 words with a description. I will make the change now. Independent media is important and how it applies to Pacifica. I will send the changes to you now with an indication at the bottom that the proposed changes happened at today's meeting. If Kim, I would ask you just for point of moving forward, if we could move to the next agenda item, which are the placement of the, excuse me, the next agenda item is actually the qualifications for the ED ranking and scoring process. So it doesn't take
point of information.
It doesn't take into account that we've not agreed on a revision for the short version of the ad. Is someone trying to get my attention?
Yeah, this is Kim.
Yes, Kim.
I think the next thing we have to do is approve these ad placements, and then we can decide on how to score it. But the, you know, an agreement on where we're going to place these, I think, I thought was next on the agenda. And as for the short version, I mean, you know, depends on how much, you know, some of the ads are going to, like I said, cost money. So, I mean,
Okay.
By per word, so.
Could I ask the committee if it's possible for me to send a short version of the ad which lists the pertinent information, which is who is hiring, what's the position, where is more information, what is the deadline, and where to send materials. I cannot compose that while I'm chairing the meeting, but I would ask if we could get through the rest of the agenda in terms of the specific locations the post to add. I will try to craft something while that discussion is taking place.
Janet Kay.
Serene. Yeah, Janet Kay and then Serene.
What you just said sounds fine with me.
Okay, thank you, Serene.
And what do you propose to, where do you propose to send it? To the committee?
I propose to send it into the committee while we are talking. I will do my best to multitask.
For approval at the end of this meeting?
Yes.
I see. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. So what's noted here are the places to post ads. These are the locations at which the last ads were placed for the executive director position. As you can note, several of these are free. Several of them are requirements in terms of ensuring that we are in compliance with the minimum of our knowledge of EEOC regulations, meaning the placement in locations that are likely to reach underserved or underrepresented communities. Is there any individual who is against any of the suggested locations for placement of ads?
I wish you were staying again, just a reminder, thanks.
Yes, Serene?
I said just a reminder that I need to abstain because I haven't seen the list.
I was under the impression that Janet Kay was sending that information to you. Did you not receive it?
I am not online, and I was not online this morning when it was initially sent out. That's why.
So,
this is okay. Kim.
May I read it to you, Serene?
I don't think it's necessary to pick up the committee. Everyone else needs to have access, and that's fine. I just wish to abstain. Thanks.
Okay,
thank you so much. Yes, Kim.
One of the things on here is California Association of Broadcasters. Somebody placed this ad. It appears on Friday, and it's incorrect. First of all, we didn't approve this. Second of all, it's basically incorrect.
Point, for those who don't have the access to the information, could you point out what is incorrect here, please, Kim?
Okay, first of all, it asks for a URL, which would be the URL to Pacifica and to the job description, and it's a URL back to California Association of Broadcasters. So that's not what we want.
Okay.
And I'm not sure about the email address. Does it say here? It has the old admin assistant at Pacifica.org, so we want to change that. And it says under requirements, it says fundraising experience. I think that is where we could add a few, that's one of the things we want. We do want somebody with media experience, with management experience, with nonprofit experience. There's about five or six key things in there that we want beyond fundraising experience. So, this needs to be revised. I'm not sure who put it in, but we can obviously find that out. And we do. It's
okay.
Also a free ad. It's a free ad, but we need to fix that.
Janet K.
Thank you. Yes, Janet K.
Well, also under experience, it says radio management, and it
and
really should say
that's
non- large nonprofit management.
Okay. So I would ask that we take out of consideration at the moment the California Broadcasters Association ad and place that under needs revision. I will note the revisions that have come out of today's meeting. I will
You're
check
fading.
With, excuse me?
You're fading.
I'm sorry?
That's
Can you
better.
Hear me now?
Yes.
I will note the items that need revision based on the comments of the committee. I will check with the current IED to determine who placed the ad and the process for changing. And before making substantial changes, i.e., other than the URL, which is obviously incorrect, I would come back to the committee via email and ask for approval of the changes to this current ad to have it reflect the job description that's posted on the Pacifica website. Is there any adverse conversation to the suggestion?
This is Lydia.
Janet K.
No, I just have a request. So Janet K, maybe if you can send me. I didn't receive that either, so.
I sent it to you. I don't know which email. I did send it, yeah.
Is this Jose Luis? Point of information.
Yes, Jose, but could you come closer into the phone, Jose Luis? I'm having trouble hearing you.
Yes. I have the material as well.
Pardon me?
I have not received the material as well.
This is so curious.
Point of information, what material?
The list of the ads that you guys are reading. I mean, I received Janet's ad. It says the ad posting for the Pacifica Foundation ED job description. I received that.
This is on the agenda. This is lower the document.
It is
on the agenda.
I see. Okay.
So it's
thank
below
you.
The agenda.
Thank you,
Jose so, Luis. Do you have the agenda?
Yes. It's attached to the agenda. Okay.
It is all one item.
So, Janet K., can I just make one quick point?
Yes, please, Janet K.
Speaking of the job, it's a nit, but speaking of the job description that's on the Pacifica website, at the very last sentence on the bottom, it says Pacifica Foundation Radio /KPFK. Is an equal opportunity.
So the
KPFK needs to be removed.
Thank you.
So if anything else has changed there, you might as well throw that in.
Okay, thank you. I've made a note of that. Thank you so much. Jose Luis and Lydia, are you at a place where you are now able to
I got it now. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Are there, with the notation of the abstention of Serene Roberts in approving the placement, the places to post the ads, are there any other objections to placing the ads in the current.org, cpb.org, the Chronicle of Philanthropy, the National Association of Hispanic Journalists, the Asian American Journalists Association, and the National Association of Black Journalists, a revision to the California Broadcasters Association will happen after seeking final input from the members of the committee. The other places are also radio business reports. I'm sorry, and I just lost my place here.
AllAccess.com, which is another radio thing, and it's free. Both of those are free.
Okay.
And they have a certain amount of traffic, you know.
Thank you. Any objections to the items as noted?
Janet Kay.
Yes, Janet Kay.
Not an objection, just pointing out that this involves a cost, probably.
Yes.
So we would need to request that amount of money.
I have been informed months ago of the budget. As I spoke with Margie Wilkinson, she indicated that the budget for this line item is $4,000. That's what's been approved in the budget for the 2013-2014 budget. What's proposed here is well below that amount. It is $725 if I am looking at the information correctly.
Sounds good.
Okay. Then I will make a note for the records that we are placing ads in the item listed in the agenda for today's meeting with corrections to the California ad, with corrections to the job description on the Pacifica website. Okay, next agenda item. The next agenda item is the
short version
for the short version is going to require that I stop doing what I'm doing and write to you, which is, I'm sure you can imagine, extremely challenging. Let's open up the floor for discussions for qualifications for the ED and potential ranking quest. Scoring process for reviewing resume and cover letters. Again, for those who have not had an opportunity to gain access to their computers, I will quickly read through what is proposed here.
Janet Kay, point of procedure.
Yes.
May I suggest that the secretary possibly read that while you're doing the short version?
Thank you so much.
Just a suggestion.
Tim, are you point of information?
Jose Luis.
Yes.
What time are we set to adjourn?
We are set to adjourn 90 minutes from our start time. We started at 8:30, and so that would be at 10 o'clock. We did not start out with a time certain. That, however, has been the procedure here, and I've not heard for a call of adjournment, so I would like to ask for an extension of 15 minutes to finalize the last agenda item, please.
I second.
Any objections? Hearing none, let's go through that. Kim, would you please talk through the item that was shared with the committee while I quickly write up a short version for the ad. Did we lose someone?
I was off, but I'm back.
Okay. Kim, could you please move it forward while I take care of something else? Kim, are you here? It appears as though...
Sorry, I was on mute, but I don't know where that list is. I know I've seen it, but I don't have it.
It is an attachment that came, and it's called the 2014 PNB Executive Director Candidate Scoring Process.
Okay, I don't
this is
have
Janet Kay. I can do it.
Please, somebody.
Thank you, Janet. Would you please go through that while I do the ad?
Okay. Pacifica Foundation Radio 2014 Executive Director Search. Proposed review process of executive director applicants. And these are all bullets. Review all of the candidates' application materials. Rank levels of experience as demonstrated within application materials in each of the following areas of the job description. General administration, governance, communications, human resources, finances, programming, legal, promotion. Then, the next bullet, ranking of low score, 1 to high score of 5 in each area of responsibility. Next bullet, committee members provide ranking of each applicant via SurveyMonkey. Next bullet, PNB Personnel Committee selects 5 to 7 candidates with highest ranked scores based on results contained within SurveyMonkey. For the first round of interviews, interviews conducted via Google Hangout. Next bullet, PNB Personnel Committee selects 3 to 5 candidates for second interviews. Next bullet, PNB Personnel Committee invites 3 candidates for in-person interviews. And last bullet, PNB Board selects final candidate and an alternate.
This is the process that was utilized in the last selection process, the difference being that the job description was referenced in a different way. With the revision of the job description, it would seem to make sense that there would be the ability to score the individual's experience based on their written materials in conjunction with the work that they're going to be required to complete.
Point of information?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So the agenda item says qualifications for ED and ranking scoring process, etc. So there's nothing that references qualifications. So I don't know what, I mean, is the level of experience? I mean, what, where in this list?
I would ask you the same, Janet Kay. The board determined in the pool of the job description not to include qualifications in the job description. I would propose changing the word qualifications to evidence of meeting the responsibilities in the job description.
Or evidence of a match?
Evidence for match would be appropriate as well. Are there other comments? And Janet Kay, I would ask you to please move the conversation forward as I try to finish this ad.
Oh.
I believe you offered to sub for this while I finished doing this.
Well, I just was reading it, so I don't know exactly how to carry this forward. I do want to raise the issue that Hank brought up earlier about running a large nonprofit, that kind of experience, which is not apparently in the job description. I can't remember. And where would that fit in? Could we add that somewhere here, or can we add anything like that? Or do people want to comment on that or anything else?
Yes, this is Leah.
Go ahead.
I definitely think we should have that in there. First of all, as I said, we are a foundation. We are a nonprofit. So it would seem very odd that we not ask that. So definitely there. And I don't know if what finances means. I mean, executive directors, generally speaking, are not accountants. But fundraising is a different description. I would rather see fundraising and finances, basic knowledge of or something like that. But this way, it's an
operator. Lydia, that was taken directly from the job description. There's the areas of responsibility of which there are 8 or 9. I would be open to having finances / fundraising. I wanted to be clear that there's a job description that's been posted, and a candidate will be required to indicate his or her experience in meeting all of those areas. And so that's why it's laid out that way.
Okay, fine. So I know that fundraising is in the job description as well, so I'm saying it's / fundraising is fine, although I think it should be the other way around. But there you go.
This is Kim.
All right, so yep. Janice, are you back?
I'm still writing.
Okay. All right, so Kim?
I think finances is incredibly important for an executive director, and I understand why some people, might not want that there, but I think that being able to read a spreadsheet, understand budgets, understand going over budgets is very important in decision making for an executive director. I think it's critical, and I think it definitely should
be respect.
Can I have a point of information?
Hank?
It really is a
all
question.
All right, Janet, please.
Yeah, my question actually is there some deliberate intent here based on the earliest meeting that I really didn't go through, that I wasn't here for and didn't really go through all the steps of argument, but that we are deliberately separating the financial leadership of this organization and making compartmentalizing it so greatly that we have to say in the job description that the ED doesn't have anything to do with the finances? Can that really be? Because it seems so in the way it is written, paragraph after paragraph.
Does somebody
want to
take a stab at...
Yeah, this is Lydia. I just want to clarify that I did not say to eliminate finance.
Okay, so Hank...
Yeah, normally, being that a nonprofit is made up of programs, in our case, that's radio stations and the archives, the executive director works with the program managers and develops the budgets for the organizations. I mean, that's just common.
As opposed to what?
Well, as opposed to separating finances from the ED. Putting it off on the CFO. CFOs usually do the accounting and not the planning.
Do the what?
They usually do the accounting and aren't particularly directly involved in the planning.
Well, doesn't the planning... this really is a major question. Doesn't the planning include figuring out what the money is all about?
This
How can you plan without a budget, a programming budget?
Jim,
that's what I'm saying. The ED is involved in it.
Let me just jump in. Maybe suggest that instead of finances/fundraising, budgeting/fundraising.
Okay.
This is Kim, please.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The ED does not do the budgeting. It is the CFO who works with the business managers and the treasurer to do the drafts of the budgets. That is absolutely not an ED's job.
Not generally is.
It never is. That's what a CFO does. He works with the business managers and the budgets and the to get that going. Flat out. That's just, it's not an ED's job description. It has been, somebody's got to be accountable for when the general managers go over budget. For example, I understand that this job description is trying to move that responsibility from the ED to perhaps the CFO.
All right, so one of the things I'm noticing is the time. The 15 minutes has expired, and so...
this is Kim. I'm going to extend 15 more minutes until we solve this.
Anybody have any objections?
Yeah,
well, but this is...
Well, let's go to the vote.
Point of information.
This is Lydia. I'm going to step back in for a second. I have just sent to you the proposed revision of the short version. It is included in the body of the email so that you don't have to open an attachment. Given that there is the discussion about time, if we could call the roll for the extension of the...
Wait, I have a point of information. I had an amendment on the floor.
I'm sorry, I did not hear you, Lydia. Excuse me.
I had an amendment on the floor, which was to add fundraising to finances. So if we run out of time, we'll have to take a vote on that. That's all.
I'm sorry, Janet.
I didn't realize it was an amendment.
We're moving to extend, or, I mean, we still need to decide on the meetings for next week, some of which we can finish. This can be finished at the meeting next week.
Could we just finish the items that are certainly relevant to the placement of the ad? Unless there's an objection, Janet Coleman, I believe I've been tracking, and there doesn't seem to be an objection to adding the word fundraising/finances to the process of scoring the candidates' material.
I personally think they should be separate and to have their own scores because they're separate skills. And I don't know why we can't just add one.
Is there any objection to having them separated?
No.
Hearing no objections, fundraising will be added to the bullet points that you are currently receiving.
Janet Kay.
Yes, Janet Kay.
Also running a large nonprofit being added.
Is there any objection?
I would just add nonprofit experience. I mean, whether this is large or small is debatable. We ain't United Way, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, but we're larger than 90% in the country.
Whatever.
May I offer a friendly suggestion? Nonprofit experience with budget over $1 million?
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay.
Could we put the budget up in the neighborhood it really is?
No.
Why not? I would ask Kate that if I would propose that someone has experience at $250 million, they more than likely have experience with $1 million.
what if they have experience with 1 million but need to have experience with 10 to 15?
I agree with Hank.
I will add, is there any objection to over 10 million?
I like that.
Oh, God.
Myself.
Well, it's not our organization. We're not over 10, are we? Or are we?
Then, for sure.
Whatever we are.
Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, this will be revised to include a separate line for fundraising, a separate line for finances, and a separate line for nonprofit experience with budgets over $10 million. Okay?
That's good.
There was a request for an extension of 15 minutes. However, I'd like to ask before we go to a roll call vote, since there has also been noted on the agenda the request for an additional meeting, I'd like to read for the stream the short version of the ad. The Pacifica Foundation, a 501c3, is seeking an executive director. Candidates with qualifications and experience in fundraising, programming development, and leadership experience are being sought, period, end of paragraph. A detailed job description can be found at www.pacifica.org, including details for cover letter, resume, references, and 500-word essay, end of sentence. Place Pacifica ED in the subject line and address email to edjob@pacifica.org, period. Deadline is Monday, September 15, 2014. No calls accepted. Hank?
Can we do the time extension first before we discuss this?
Sure.
All those in favor of extending for a set 15 minutes, no further extension, please signify by saying aye unless we need a roll call vote.
Aye.
Any objections?
No.
Okay, motion passes. We were at the... Jose Luis Fuentes, you have comments about the short version?
Yes.
And then Janet Kay.
Referring people to the detailed job description, we should refer them to our scoring process so that we get a 500-word essay that addresses the issues we're going to be scoring them on.
Right.
Are there other comments?
I couldn't hear him. Can he repeat what he said, please?
He asked that we refer candidates to the items upon which they are going to be scored.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Nobody sees those.
Well, it's public. We've been discussing.
No, it is not public. That is absolutely not public. Absolutely not public.
I would note that the Jose Luis, the items upon which they are being scored are the items in the job description, with the two exceptions that were just made: fundraising and nonprofit experience. It's obvious that we cannot change the job description at this juncture unless it goes back to the board. So I'd like to recommend that we make the reference in the short version ad to what I have proposed. It is not taking us away from the items in the job description, and that level of detail, i.e., how a person is being scored in an application process, is an item that I would like to have an HR consultant provide some input for us before we provide that in an open item, for which I am not sure it's appropriate.
Okay, I would just ask that, you know, since no calls are accepted, we just refer them to the audio tape or the audio stream of this session for any further
information. Okay, so you are proposing, after it says deadline is Monday, September 15, 2014, please see, do you want to tell me what you'd like to say? Please,
the audio.
That's a solid black line there.
This
is Kim.
Excuse me, could I make sure that I'm capturing all the committee's comments? Jose Luis, you're saying please see audio of 1814 at blah, blah, blah site?
Right. For further information, no calls accepted.
And this is Hank, too.
Hank, and did I miss someone else? I'm sorry.
I think Kim wanted to speak.
Kim? Thank you. Thank you, Hank.
I object to having the audio of this be on the screen. I mean, it's silly. It's redundant. It's unprofessional.
Sure is.
Whoever does their homework, you're going to be listening to this.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Need to take up space on an ad placement for this, in my opinion, and I will vote against it.
Janet Kay? Well, we just went through a listing of the different, what did we call it, the experience, demonstrated experience, and we added several, and this short ad has only a few of them, and I don't know why just those selected few.
This is taken from the ad that we all previously, the long ad that we just previously approved. I shortened it. I am not sure until I look at each of the ads that we've been asked to, that we've approved for submission, what the cost will be for words or number of characters. And so if we can get to a shorter version that does not give preference to any of the, I believe, 12 items of experience in terms of being fair to everyone, we would also save money.
So what I'm trying to say is that it seems like the only qualifications and experience required are fundraising, programming, development, and leadership experience. So I would want it to say something like qualifications and experience that include but are not but not limited to fundraising. Mm-hmm.
This is Kim.
Just a second, may I get that? No, please. Candidates with qualifications and experience that include, but are
say
not
including, and that's enough. Including and
excuse me,
Janet,
including but not
me, excuse me for 1 minute. That
Hank's been waiting to speak.
Okay, just a moment, please. That includes but are not limited to fundraising, program development, and leadership experience, period.
And then, right.
Period.
Yes.
This is Kim, and I believe I'm after Hank. Hank.
Kim, then Hank.
No, Hank, then Kim.
Hank, then Kim.
Hank.
Okay, can we, rather than having them, or having to expand this, could we direct them directly to the long version? That would eliminate all the extra wording.
That would be great.
This is Kim, and that's exactly the point I was going to make. I totally agree with Hank. Shorter is better. and just refer to the long version.
Okay, that would require me revising this to say the Pacifica Foundation, comma, a 501c3 is seeking an executive director. A job description and additional details can be found at www.pacifica.org.
Period.
That's good.
Perfect. Absolutely.
The next sentence would be deadline is Monday, September 15, 2014. May I send the correction to everyone?
This is Kim. I would take off the deadline because when, you know, these ads are going to run for 30 days, and I think a deadline is,
Let me revise this. A detailed job description, comma, additional details, comma, and deadline for submission. Deadline for submission can be found at www.pacifica.org.
Yes.
Point of information, I don't understand why you would make it more obscure than to just simply state the deadline. You're using as many words to explain where to find a deadline.
But there's other stuff on the long form, Janet.
Let me finish. This is a very short window here for people to apply. People dawdle when they aren't notified of a deadline. I think it's rash to not put that in. Right in the ad. I also would put salary, but of course we'll never get anybody that way. So,
Typically salary is not included in a nonprofit ad.
Okay then. All right, fine. Didn't know that. But whatever it is, the deadline is a fairly serious indicator of how we're moving on this.
Okay. Janet K. And then I'd like to come back and address this point.
All right. Two things. One, I agree with Janet C. about including the deadline. But the second point is that if they're being referred to additional, the longer ad wording, that is not on the website yet, so that would have to be put there.
Yes, Janet K., I am taking the responsibility of making the changes that have been noted to the current website and taking off the KPFK, posting the longer description through the help of Otis or someone else, and then conferring with the IED on approving the cost of the ads before they are placed. So here is the proposed revision. The Pacifica Foundation, a 501c3, is seeking an executive director. Candidates with qualifications and experience include, but are not limited to, fundraising, programming development, and leadership experience. A detailed job description, additional details can be found at pacifica.org. Deadline for submission is September 15, 2014. Is there approval for this short version?
Yep.
Any objections? I will send this copy to you now. So the last agenda item for which we have, it looks like maybe 7 minutes max, is the decision on an additional special meeting of this committee that would include an open and a closed session, and the dates proposed are listed on the agenda. Kim, could you read those for the sake of those who do not have that information? The dates, please.
Okay, let's see. it is next Monday, July 16th. No, sorry, those are the minutes. Next Monday, August 25th, or Wednesday, August 27th, or either or and, depending on how much work we think we need, Wednesday, September 3rd, or Monday, September 8th. Hello? Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Oh. Okay, you heard
me. This is Richard. I'll move the 25th to be in our next meeting and have a closed session to do that other, look at that other
second.
There's
Janet Kay, I have a problem with the 25th.
We're not going to all be able to make everything.
I'm not sure that we are going to have everyone. There's been a motion made and seconded to meet on August 25th. Janet has just indicated an objection to that meeting date. Are there other objections?
Are there objections to the 27th?
Hearing no objections to the 27th, Richard and Kim, are you willing to revise your motion?
Okay. No objections to Wednesday, August 27th, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Send it out.
All right.
Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Could I just make an announcement not having anything to do with personnel?
Let us finish this point. And for those who have been itching to go, I would really like to allow them to be released, specifically since you've noted that this is not related to personnel.
Okay, so motion to adjourn. We're adjourned.
Second.
Thank you.
Okay,
so we are adjourned.